Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the History AI podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Welcome, listeners, to another exciting episode of the History AI podcast. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Marco. Today we're diving deep into the life and legacy of James Oglethorpe. Ever heard of the state of Georgia? Well, you have this guy to thank for it.
Yeah, and not just the state, but perhaps also a peach or two. But before we dive in, here's a word from our sponsors.
Introducing the game changer in energy boosts, Strike Force Energy. Elevate your drinks without the sugar, without the calories. Whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or the great outdoors, a dash of Strike Force Energy supercharges your drink and you. Dive into strikeforceenergy.com to explore. And hey, here's a little spark. Use code UTSALAX24 at checkout for a cool 20% off. That's UTSALAX24. Strike Force Energy, the power-up you've been waiting for.
All right, back to James Oglethorpe. Born in 1696 in Surrey, England, Oglethorpe came from a family with a military and political background. His father, Sir Theophilus Oglethorpe, was an officer in the British Army.
Right, and with that lineage, it's no surprise that young James was educated at the prestigious Eton College and Oxford University. He later served in the army during the War of the Spanish Succession.
A man of many talents. And he didn't just limit himself to the battlefield. He also had a deep-seated interest in prison reform. This stemmed from a personal experience where a close friend of his died in debtor's prison. Such a tragedy shaped his beliefs about the penal system.
Indeed, Marco, Oglethorpe began to champion the rights of the indebted. He believed that many of these individuals deserved a second chance. It's kind of like getting a second life in a video game, but in real life and with, you know, less pixelation.
That's one way to put it. Moving on to his writings, Oglethorpe's ideas were quite progressive for his time. He argued for better treatment of prisoners and believed in giving people the chance to restart their lives.
Which brings us to the establishment of Georgia. Oglethorpe thought that this new colony would be the ideal place for the indebted and poor to start afresh. Apart from its strategic military location, the fertile lands of Georgia promised prosperity.
He wasn't just thinking about humans, though. He thought Georgia would be an ideal spot for silk cultivation. Silkworms for everyone.
Ah, the original Silk Road, if you will. In any case, Oglethorpe's leadership in Georgia was marked by a genuine concern for the well-being of its settlers. He even implemented rules that prohibited slavery and restricted the size of land grants.
Those rules, however, were both a blessing and a curse. While they ensured equality, they also led to economic challenges. Oglethorpe faced criticism, especially as neighboring colonies prospered with slave labor.
That's true. Georgia's growth was slower compared to its neighbors. But Oglethorpe's policies laid the groundwork for future debates on slavery in America.
And let's not forget, he also played a pivotal role in defending the colony from potential Spanish invasions. Under his leadership, the fortifications of Fort Frederica were established.
Speaking of forts, did you hear about the fort that was all made of books?
No, Chuck. What's it called?
Fort Telling.
Oh, Chuck, never change.
But coming back to Oglethorpe's influence on the future United States, his ideas about equality, fair treatment, and a second chance for all resonated deeply. They indirectly influenced the broader American belief in the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. Although he returned to England in 1743 and continued his military and political career, until his death in 1785, Oglethorpe's impact in America remained. Georgia, with time, prospered and became an integral part of the United States.
As for his lasting impact? Look at the city planning of Savannah, the prohibition of alcohol in Georgia until the late 19th century, and the continued debates on prison reform and slavery. The ripples of Oglethorpe's ideas can be felt even today.
So, next time you enjoy a peach from Georgia or wear something silk, remember the visionary James Oglethorpe.
And maybe wear a silk hat while eating a peach, just for the full effect.
Always with the jokes, Chuck. Well, that wraps up this episode, folks. A big thanks for tuning into the History AI podcast.
Stay curious and keep learning. Be sure to subscribe and share the podcast, and we'll catch you in the next episode.